They sometimes attach, you know, they have to nail these on to the side of the on the house. You might put it over this. Well, what would you call this here? Now, this is...
We call them logs.
Okay. Well, now, if these logs were covered with something, what would that be?
Paint.
Yeah, but I mean a kind of a... Could be something to keep the weather off.
Termites?
Keep
termites out. Creosote.
Uh-huh. Or did you ever call them like weather boards or siding?
Yeah. Some of them had their house weatherboarded.
Okay. And the outer part of the house, the up and the outside where the rain falls, is called the rain. When it rains, the rain falls on your...
On the roof?
Yeah, and then it runs down into the... I don't see you have any here, but some...
No.
You have...
Spout, we call them.
That is... what's the spout? Is the spout the thing that goes around, or the thing that comes down?
It goes along up there, you know, and the rain runs off the house into there.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And then the spout comes down.
Uh-huh.
But they... But those that are, like, attached around on the eaves, did you ever have any...
No, we didn't have
Didn't have those, okay. If a house had more than one peak on it, did your house just have one peak?
Just one. Till we built a kitchen.
Uh-huh. But if, and then it had more than one. Uh-huh. What did you call that part of the roof, like when you added the kitchen on, that had that, you had that lower thing, you might have to get up there and rake leaves out?
I know, but I can't say.
Did you call it a gutter or a valley?
Gutter.
A gutter.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Clean out that gutter, you know, we'd get full of leaves sometimes, we'd have to clean it out.
Yeah, that's just what I meant. Now, if you had a small outbuilding for tools or wood, what would you call that?
Tool house.
Uh-huh. And how about for where'd you keep the wood that you burned in the stove? Did you keep that covered?
Yeah, we had a wood house.
Okay. What other outbuildings did you have on that?
We had a barn and a hog pen.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
And how about you had an outdoor toilet, didn't
yeah.
you? And what did you call that?
Outdoor toilet.
Anything else? Do you have any other names for it, if you remember?
A privy.
Uh-huh. Okay. What was the barn like?
Oh, we just had a big old log barn.
Uh-huh.
It was built out of logs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what did you keep in there?
We kept a cow and the oxen, usually a calf.
Now, if...
It had overhead, you know, a loft to it. They called it a loft. They had that full of hay.
Uh-huh.
Bottom.
Okay. And the... where did you keep the corn?
In the corn crib.
All right. And was that a separate building?
Uh-huh.
And what did that look like?
Yeah, just a little log corn crib.
Was it completely covered all the way around, or was it open?
Oh, no, it was covered like that, just
mm-hmm.
like a little house, you
mm-hmm.
know, only it had a little square door in it to throw the corn in.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And
then it had a shed on the side of it, you know, and that's where he usually throwed his wood.
I see.
Back on that shed.
And the place where other kinds of grain were stored, did you say you didn't raise wheat?
We didn't raise any wheat or anything like that.
Did you? How about oats?
Well, long until last, before we moved over here a while, he raised some oats.
And where did you keep those?
Well, he kept them in the crib, set them up in the crib.
Okay. And did you ever have hay piled up outside?
Yeah, when we'd have too much, you know, and wouldn't have room in the barn, why he'd make stacks of hay over in the field.
Uh-huh.
Put a stick down, you know, and then put that hay around it.
Uh-huh.
We'd stay there all winter.
I see. And the, when the hay was gathered, how was it gathered? Do you remember? They would put it into smaller...
little shocks, you
yeah.
know, little shocks around, and then they'd haul that all to a big